It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Friday. Friday, Tony? Oh, that's right.
Thursday.
It's Tuesday. I'm off the next 2 days because of Bats baseball. So it feels like a Friday. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Carnage.
Does that get me back on my streak since I would have been here?
You weren't here yesterday.
Not
going to
be here? But does that give me that day?
No.
I'm starting a new streak today then.
New streak starts today.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no chance you beat the last streak.
No chance.
There's really no. I mean, what was it? Scoots? Eight? Seven?
I think eight.
Yeah. I think it was eight.
I think it was eight. You're not going to do that again.
You never know.
That was foolish. I don't even want to do that. Welcome to the show. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450. 384-1450 if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Tony's got his fountain drink. Scooter, you're drinking water today, right?
I'm drinking water.
Shake those Cheez-Its over there.
After you broke the table, I would suggest a salad and some water for the next couple of weeks.
Good call. I got Scoot those dollar Cheez-Its.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. That's awesome. Clutch.
You can sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards now. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers that you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store on Google Play today. Pick up your fountain drink, Fizz Freeze, 32 ounces or smaller, only 89 cents at all area Thornton locations. And check out Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito, available every morning at all participating Thornton's locations. Classic comfort food with a kick, featuring Mike's Hot Honey.
Honey.
Do you have another one of those today, Scoots?
Nope.
Just your buffalo, what'd you have there? Buffalo and cheese?
Buffalo mac and cheese, yeah. It was great.
Thanks for offering me some. I got here early, so I got to watch you eat a lot of it.
It was leftovers. You wouldn't have wanted it. You would have wanted it last night when it was
he got
fresh.
Here early. He could have stopped himself.
That's Tony right. Burke is back, everybody. I know you were worried about him yesterday, but he is here. He is fully invested. And did you watch the Mark Pope presser / party / pep rally?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched parts and
I watched the beginning, and I just got to the point where I was tired of everybody interrupting him to cheers, and I said, let the guy talk. Come on. But your first impressions?
I'm very impressed. I mean,
because it seems like the nation's all in.
It was the right time. We talked about that maybe with, you know, Cal moving on. And I know everybody, a lot of people are like, Mark Pope. But
yeah, that was the original reaction. He talks just about everybody.
He talks the talk. Analytics system, UK.
Modern
love.
Coaching philosophy.
Yeah.
And, unlike the previous coach.
Right. So. Just what I told you, I heard you say yesterday when I was listening. Like I said, it all comes down to, do you win? Doesn't matter what your name is.
It doesn't matter. Coaches show last night. In fact, they had three coaches shows last night. Kentucky's, they're high on their laurels right now because you had the Mark Pope show. You had the Kenny Brooks show, women's basketball, and he signed another foreign player today who, they're going to be the tallest team in the country, by the way. And the Nick Mangione show, Kentucky-Louisville baseball tonight at Patterson Stadium. The Cats are, what's their record now? 29?
I think 29-5.
Their last loss was to Samford. They've lost more losses out of conference than in conference, which is very difficult to believe in the SEC. So the Kentucky riding high right now, and Mark Pope picks up his first commitment today. Colin Chandler flipped from BYU to Kentucky. He's a combo guard who's been on a two-year mission. Interesting. 2022 class, a number 33 prospect, according to ESPN in the 2022 class. I don't know about you. I worry about a two-year mission away from basketball. And that doesn't mean he's not playing basketball, wherever his mission is. But,
yeah,
you know, you're not playing at the highest level right out of high school. Now you just got to pick it back up. But if you're Mark Pope, you brought a guy that was going to BYU with you, and you may bring more of those guys.
And a guy that's older already. He hasn't played a game, but he's a couple years older.
Kentucky's been the youngest team in basketball for 15 years. Now they're going to be the oldest team in basketball.
Yeah, they're going to have guys that, you know, are bringing grandkids to games.
Scooter Dengus, I forgot to introduce him. He's up in the producer chair.
Sorry,
Scoots, my bad.
That's all good. I'm just a minimal part of the show anyways.
NBA starts tonight. We'll get to that. The Olympic basketball roster has come out.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about that.
Speaking of old.
Caitlin Clark went number one in the WNBA draft. Shocker. The UofL football transfer portal got a little weird this morning. We'll talk about that. But we start with a subject I hate. I've said on this show many times, I'm not a recruiting guy. I don't want to talk about recruits. I don't want to talk about guys till they are actually on campus, because in this day and age, commitments don't really matter. But I am an NIL guy. I've decided I'm going to be the NIL portal guy. Aaron Bradshaw, Tony, let's start there. End of the show yesterday, right before I went off the air, somebody texted me, Aaron Bradshaw going to Ohio State. Ohio State, interesting choice here for the former five-star.
Yeah.
I mean, thought he was going to put his name in the draft and figure potential there's somebody's going to draft me, which they probably would have in the second round.
Maybe.
But Ohio State, who is on Kentucky's schedule next year in the CBS Sports Classic, are you surprised he didn't follow his head coach?
No, not really, because just because you played for somebody doesn't mean you're really in love with them and want to be with them. And he didn't play a lot of minutes last year.
Yeah, Onyenso and Big Z probably got more time than him overall throughout the season.
Yeah, so Z's going to Arkansas.
That's the other part of this equation.
And now Onyenso says he's just going to the NBA.
Big Z, were you surprised? Did you think he was going to stay?
I thought he might just for system, because that would be perfect for him.
It seems like it's a good system for him. He's a big man who can shoot the basketball, right?
Yeah, but Cal's the guy that brought him here. Cal's the guy that did everything for him, so there's a lot of loyalty.
There should be some loyalty there. How about Ugo Onyenso yesterday?
I'm going pro, baby.
Going pro, 100% committed. Well, you might want to lower that percentage a little bit. I can shoot. People don't know that because I wasn't allowed to shoot in that offense. Really?
I'm sure Europe's got a spot.
Aaron Bradshaw.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Aaron Bradshaw could shoot in that offense. He was allowed to shoot. Big Z was allowed to shoot. I don't think you weren't allowed to shoot. Maybe you're not as good a shooter as you think you are.
You know why I was left? You know why I was left open a lot? Because they wanted me to shoot.
this one surprised me.
Yeah, it did.
Especially the NBA thing. Portal doesn't surprise me with any of these guys. I've said it forever. If your coach leaves, you should get in the portal. If the new coach wants you back, he can recruit you back. I've said that forever, the way the rules are now. But to say I'm now going to NBA, that's it. I'm out, hiring an agent, I'm gone.
Well, he came from the NBA Africa thing. So they try to prep them and get them along and get them. So, but, John, how much did you like school?
Oh, I hated school.
Yeah. Me and you both.
Some guys, college.
Some guys just some don't want to go. They don't want to do it.
Yeah, they don't want to be in school. And some guys do this because they know that their grades that are coming out are not going to be good enough to stay in school.
And they can't play basketball 24 hours a day because they got to go to school.
They can, I guess, in the G League or in whatever country Scooter says he ends up in, right?
Europe.
Yeah. That's a continent, but okay. Yeah. Nice guess there. And you want to be a contestant on the floor?
No, I said Europe. You're the one that said country.
He can play said what country, Scooter, and you said Europe.
He can play in Israel or Iran.
Spain.
Ooh, wow.
They got leagues.
Tony getting political here.
No, I said they got leagues.
Wow, I did not
see
that.
Openings.
All right, so give Mark Pope a grade first week, one weekend.
Oh, an A. I'm not going plus because plus is just too high. I'm giving him an A because he's doing saying all the right things, which you'd expect.
Texter says, and this is completely off the track. Have you read this yet, Scooch?
No.
Texter says, race to Keeneland on Thursday, April 18th, number four, Hey Scooter, 20-1.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Oh, I'm betting that bad boy for sure.
Oh, man.
EJ, it's funny. EJ Clark started
That's on the
up,
text line, guys.
EJ Clark started up his horse racing shows again every Friday. And he's two Fridays in a row now. He's talked about a horse that won a race named EJ Won the Cup. So he's convinced every time he sees it, he's got to place money on it.
You got to bet Hey Scooter.
I will.
In fact, I got to bet Hey Scooter.
Bet two across the board.
20-1. What do you got to lose?
Two across the board. Throw a 20 on it to win.
Oh, yeah, Scoot putting it out there.
Have you ever heard of a value? That's a value bet.
That is, yeah.
That's a value bet.
Although with the way horse racing is, it's probably 20-1 now, and then come race time, it'll be, 2-1?
Because everybody's listening to the show, and they're all going to go bet it.
My Scotty Scheffler bet was not a value bet.
No.
It was just the right bet.
Yep.
Not going to argue with me anymore?
Nope.
All right. That's good. That's rare, but it's good. All right. Let's talk about the Olympic roster, because this came out yesterday. I think Woj bombed it out first. 11 of the 12-man team. This is for the Olympics in Paris, which are this summer. 11 of the 12-man roster looks like this. LeBron James. He's 65 years old. Stephen Curry. Kevin Durant. I mean, I think we can stop right there and say, give us the gold, right? Joel Embiid. Jason Tatum. Devin Booker. Drew Holiday. Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards. Bam Adebayo. Tyrese Halliburton. I want you to give me your starting lineup, Tony.
Oh, goodness. Well, LeBron's going to start. I got to, you're holding him across from me. LeBron's
going to start because he's going to tell him, I got to start.
Yeah, they're not going to sit him. You're going to.
KD.
KD's got to start. I'd start Curry, too, and Joel Embiid and Tatum with Anthony Davis.
Who's your point guard? Curry?
Yeah, I mean, LeBron can bring it
down. Doesn't matter, Tatum. Doesn't matter, does it?
Durant can bring it down. I'm not even starting Anthony Davis and Anthony Edwards
has to start, in my opinion. He's probably the best player in the league right now.
It doesn't matter who you start.
My starting lineup's so much different than yours, Tony. I'm going Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Steph Curry.
Halliburton will not start.
But that's who I would
start.
Okay,
go ahead. Edwards, Curry, Halliburton. There's your guards.
Give me Embiid, and I would put AD in there as well.
If you want to run the court, Embiid's not in there, right?
You can still run the court.
Well, it's 4-on-5 every time.
Well, but you got shooters like that. You know, LeBron James can play point on that team.
He sure can.
Who's going to guard him, bringing the ball down with those other guys? Durant
from Lithuania, they got some good defensive guards in Lithuania. Now, hang on, don't badmouth.
Didn't we get beat by Lithuania?
No, I'm just saying. Well,
not with that team.
Not with this team. Who's the 12th guy going to be? They don't still have to have a college guy, do they? I don't think they do that anymore. Who's number 12 on the? Who's not on this roster? Yikes. That's unbelievable.
What if it has to be a college guy? Who are we taking?
Maybe, Jamal Murray's probably playing for Canada. If it's got to be a college guy.
Mm-hmm. Go like Dalton Connect?
Yeah.
That'd be a good choice.
I can't go Edie because, again, he'd slow everybody down. Yeah. Even though he's a great college player. This is the Olympics now. This is pro basketball now.
By the way, John, Lithuania took USA out of the FIBA World Cup last year.
Did I not just say Lithuania's got some guards that can play defense?
What about Shed?
I like Shed a lot, but it's another shooting guard. I want an athletic big man.
You don't even need
a big man. Wait a minute. I got Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. I don't guess I need another athlete. And bam, I guess I don't need another big man.
Throw Khalil Ware in there.
Oh, my God, really? Reed Shepard.
There you go.
Goes and plays on the Olympic team and then comes back to Kentucky. Oh, my gosh. This is fun, though.
What are the odds on Shepard coming back? What do you think they are?
Well, I like what Mark Pope said. I think what he sort of said last night to the fan base was, don't expect it, but I'm still hoping for it. But don't put your coins in on this one now. Don't expect him to come back, because right now he's a top five pick in the NBA draft.
And that baffles me still.
Yeah, me too. Who's he guarding?
Yeah, he's a 6'2 guard.
I know. Well, Rob Dillingham. Who's he guarding? Right?
Yeah.
They can both shoot. They can both score. They have shown that they are going to be good scoring guards.
But it's a top five pick.
I know. You're putting, GM's putting his job on the line.
I'm telling you, you are.
Who's the first pick in the draft?
Foreign guy.
I don't even know. I mean, really, truthfully, I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
I'm taking Connect early.
Oh, I think it definitely.
He's older, so that's turned some teams off a little bit. But,
quality. You put him on a team of good players, and he doesn't have to force anything. Yeah. He's going to.
He had no offensive help the last half of the year at Tennessee. Other than Ziegler, who was okay at times, offensively, He had to do everything.
What happened to Tennessee with Covey and what's the left-handed?
Josiah Jordan James.
Yeah, those guys were good.
Vescovi was a terrific scorer. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
James was a good scorer, and then it was like they just said, all right, we got to connect. The big guys
had no chance to score inside. They were terrible offense.
And a dude, I mean, he did. He played pretty well at times, big guy.
Speaking of a dude, does a dude Sierra come back now? Because he posted on it, and I know we look into all this stuff. After the press conference, he posted a big picture of UK, the logo, on his Instagram. Does it mean anything?
No. I don't think so.
If you're Mark Pope, I think he fits in that system.
Well, Pope said he was going to sit down with each guy and at least talk to him. You know,
where's DJ Wagner into? Arkansas. You all right over there? You okay, Scooch?
No.
It was about 18 sneezes in a row.
I think it was watching. 11, yeah.
DJ ends up at Arkansas?
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's got his waters into the NBA to see what the reaction is. Someday he will be an NBA player. I do believe that. His shooting got better at the end of the year.
He could go to a place like Seton Hall, couldn't he? Wouldn't you think? Closer to home and, you know.
Louisville an option?
Could be.
His grandpa's still Milt Wagner.
St. John's.
Yeah, but his grandpa doesn't sit on the bench anymore.
St. John's? What do you make of Rick Pitino bringing his team to Rupp Arena? Let me ask you it this way. Is almost all forgiven? It's been a long time.
A lot has changed since Mark Pope has shown up.
Is all forgiven. Almost all.
And that speech that Rick gave, that he couldn't have done a better job.
That doesn't hurt him.
And the people that hate Cal, that wanted him gone, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, hey, Rick supports Mark Pope.
How about if he needs NIL money, I'll write the check.
That was a good line.
St. John's had to be going, excuse me?
They're not worried about Ted.
Didn't they mess the series up, though? Didn't they put them opposite that they should have been?
Well, they haven't signed anything yet.
Well, the scuttlebutt is that it's going to be at Kentucky.
First game at Rupp, second game at Massachusetts Garden.
Yeah, it should be opposite, right?
It should be opposite if so you want to honor the 30-year anniversary of the 96 championship team. Yes, that's assuming they play this year coming up and the following year. I think it might be a year away.
Yeah, because they're not going to want Rick to come in here and beat Kentucky.
First year, yeah. And either way. And
they might do it anyway, but not right off.
25-26 season is the year you want it in Rupp, mm-hmm. regardless of when the other game is, mm-hmm. if you wait a year or not. And I think you bring St. John's in, you put that whole team right behind the UK bench, from Shepherd to Hashimu Evans. I don't even know if he was on that team.
You're talking Ron Mercer.
Pope, Mercer. Antoine Walker, Tony Delk, you put them all back
Anthony
there
Epps.
Behind the bench, and you make it a party, and you got to beat St. John's.
You have to
beat because the fan base is not gonna.
Hey, Rick came in here and beat our butt.
We really, you know what, Rick, we forgive you until you beat us again. And then we got a problem.
Ooh, you can give us the finger later.
We'll take a break. Come back. NBA play-in tournament starts tonight. I don't know about you, I'm jacked up, and I got a few questions. Is it okay if the Lakers lose tonight? Question mark. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. M&M Cartage hotline open, 384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the festivities here, Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Don't forget, the Big X golf card is back. This year's card features Park Mammoth, Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Wooded View, Valley View, Taylorsville Country Club, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1457. The Big X Golf Card now available.
Maybe we can do one from up there in Santa Claus, and then after we play, we can go ride the roller coasters.
I like that. Sometimes they don't let me on the roller coasters, just for the record. Scooter, was that you or Tony? I don't know who that came from.
It was Scoot.
And I'm okay with that.
Is it because you're not tall enough?
Or? Yeah, no.
That's what it is.
Because I go through the same thing.
I'm tall enough. I'm not thin enough. Is that fair?
Anybody that knows me.
Scooter knows does have to go look that at that line.
I'm the tallest guy in the studio. Yeah. So
that's sad. and you know what? The last time I went on one of those, my back hurt for 6 weeks. And I know I'm old. I get that. My wife won't get on them with our grandson because of her back. Those things will.
It's the wooden ones that kill
you. Yes, oh, they'll tear you up.
And older you get, those things. I love going. I rotated Kings Island and Santa Claus, the Holiday World with my son. We go every year. And, man, towards the end, I'm like, you got to bring a friend.
And they got the best roller coasters.
Oh, they're great.
They're fantastic.
At Holiday World, I disagree.
Really don't
the
like
wooden,
those?
The old wooden ones?
The Raven was my first ever roller coaster.
I like the Raven.
I hate
Oh, it's
ride.
Great.
Oh, man. And what's the other one? The one in between is the best.
The Legend?
Yeah, Legend's awesome.
Mm-mm. Hate them both.
And then the...
Where's your favorite roller coaster?
Kings Island.
And it is what?
Actually, my favorite roller coaster is no longer at Kings Island. It was the Vortex.
Vortex, man, well, Vortex when, rough on you.
When it kills people, they probably have to discontinue.
No, they just moved it to a different park.
Diamondback is an awesome roller coaster at Kings
Island. I don't think I've been since that's they put that one in.
That's a good one.
How did we get here?
Go up to Sandusky.
Oh, yeah, we're golfing at Santa Claus, Indiana after we do the show from there, and then we're going to ride some roller coasters. Yeah. I do want to do the show at Park Mammoth. I hope Dugan's listening. He listens about once a week. So
much?
Maybe. I do want to we do want to do the show at Park Mammoth. I think now the problem with Park Mammoth is, you know, Nick and TJ are going to have to get up at 4 a.m.
mm-hmm.
to get there. But we don't care. We're retired. We'll go there and do the show and then play around the golf, right? Scooch, you in?
Sounds good to me.
All right, some news and notes. Back
Let's
to the
get
show.
Back to the show.
John Sterling stepped down yesterday as play-by-play radio voice of the New York Yankees.
That ball hit me.
I remember that.
Ouch.
The foul ball. Ouch.
That was last year, wasn't it?
He's 83, guys. Now, he stepped down for some health reasons. Yeah. They're not disclosing what they are. But John Sterling got a lot of fun with it. That is a Stantonian shot. It is high. It is deep. It is gone. He was great.
You did a good one.
He was great. I want that job. I want that gig. They did not call me.
They didn't?
No. But it's sad. It's sad. He's been doing Yankee games for over 40 years. He did every single Derek Jeter game. Think about that. That is unbelievable. So he has to step down. I'm watching a lot of baseball yesterday. It was tough yesterday because everybody was number 42. I didn't know who was who.
Can they put the numbers on their sleeve?
Who they really are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Well, they don't put the name on the back because Jackie Robinson didn't have his name on the back. And, you know, back in the day, they didn't have their names on the back. I get that. I like where you're at there. Put 11 on your sleeve.
Yeah, just a small
number. Put 34
number.
Over there. So I'm watching. These announcers had no idea who was warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Because it was 42. Well, they got three left-handers down there, so it could be Joey Lipper. It could be Jimmy Smith. They had no idea.
Did you see the cool
great,
socks?
Though. The socks
Jackie
were
Robinson
cool with the
socks?
42 on them. Yeah.
They were cool.
Cool stirrup socks, yeah. Or what do they call those?
Nah, those aren't stirrups anymore.
What
those
they call
are
them?
Just
sanitary socks.
Yeah, they don't yeah. have the
nobody
wear, socks.
Nobody wears stirrups anymore, yeah. Which is a crime.
That is a crime.
All right. Let's see what else I need to tell you. The UofL football transfer portal. Now, here's the interesting part. The football transfer portal opened today. You may not know that. Today was the new opening of the football transfer portal. They have like two or three different times a year where you can begin to put your name in. And there was a national report today that up to six Louisville football players put their name in the portal. And everybody was going nuts. Like, what is going on over there? Madden Sanker was listed. Gonzalez was listed. There were a bunch of offensive linemen listed. And turns out, man, not so fast, my friend. It was a bogus report. It was the reporter is a real reporter, a very respected reporter, but I think he got duped. And he put it on. He has retracted it. He has called Jeff Brohm and apologized on the phone. The one guy who did leave was Penny Boone. This one's interesting, though.
I'm reading that right now.
Toledo, he played at Toledo last year, transferred in, ran for 1,400 yards, 15 touchdowns. He was the MAC, Mid-American Conference Offensive Player of the Year, and now he's out again. Now, this is either a good thing or a bad thing, Tony. The good part was you get there and the room is so deep that you realize you're not going to play a whole lot, so you better go somewhere else. If you're a Louisville fan, that's what you want to have happen because that means you got some guys in there who are going to be playing ahead of you that are better than you. And this guy ran, I know it's the Mid-American Conference, but he ran for 15 touchdowns, 1,400 yards last year. Or the other side of the coin is something bad is going on over at Louisville. And I don't think that's it.
Yeah, the only concern is maybe the NIL, you know, guys show up and they're expecting
I didn't get my check. My check bounced.
Yeah.
My check didn't clear.
You told me
I was getting this.
Yeah. It's the world we live in.
And I think that happens everywhere.
It does.
Because
remember,
you can promise 50 guys each a different amount of money, and if that amount adds up and there's not enough in the fund, who gets left out? Who doesn't get paid?
Right. Or you get there and they offered you X amount and a guy you don't think's as good as you tells you he's getting double what you're getting.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I mean, that's what you deal with. I think it was the year before last or when the portal first started, a kid was going to Florida, a quarterback, and he was promised all these $1 million, $2 million, and wasn't there.
That is the
and then he left.
Downside. I think these players should get paid. I really do. I've always thought they should get paid. I mean, they are the ones doing the entertainment. If it's not for the players, these games aren't on TV. These coaches don't have jobs. These universities aren't making all that money from TV contracts. So they should get something other than just a scholarship, books, and room and board. But it's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
It's completely gotten out of hand. There is no governing body. There needs to be a governing body somewhere that says these are the rules. You got to stay within them. And people are still going to break the rules. People have been breaking the rules in college athletics for 100 years. It's not going to stop. But right now there are no rules.
Right. And your guy goes and talks to not a guy on your staff, but somebody goes and talks to player X and says, hey, if you leave there, you know, when you're not even supposed to be talking to him, it's just free. It's free agency with no rules.
And what happens, and I think this is a good part of the rule if everybody would abide by it. Today you put your name in the portal. That means other coaches are now allowed to legally contact you. Hey, you're in the portal. That means you're thinking about leaving school A. We are school B. We would like you to come for a visit.
Well, why wouldn't you put your name in there then?
I've said that all along.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
Why is it not ultimate free agency every year? Everybody's in the portal.
Yeah, because if you're the best player.
But if you don't put your name, if you know you want to stay at the University of Louisville, and you don't put your name in the portal, then they're not supposed to be contacting you. Doesn't mean they're not. Let's take the blinders off here. Let's take the blinkers off. We know people are being contacted before today. That's for sure.
Right. John, if player X at U of L is making $100,000 and he doesn't want to leave,
yeah,
why couldn't he put his name in the portal and then somebody says, hey, we'll give you $300,000.
Yeah.
You go back to U of L, goes, I really want to stay here, but they're offering me $200,000 more than you are.
I believe that's what's happening.
I think it is too.
That's absolutely happening. And the Alabamas and the Clemsons and the Texases of the world are saying, what's it going to take? You put your name in the portal, maybe even if you don't, but that's illegal. But if you put your name in the portal and Texas calls you and says, here's our pool of money, here's what we're going to give you, why wouldn't you go?
It's just like coaches. We talked about guys like Hurley and Drew and them. Hey, I'm going to talk to Kentucky. They're offering me, gosh, three times what you're offering me.
Yeah.
And you might have to raise that a little.
And I love the buyout clauses in these contracts. Now, Cal's was $33 million, which is odd. But Scott Drew's buyout clause, if he had taken another job, that school's paying the buyout. He doesn't have to pay the buyout. Those buyout clauses are ridiculous. They're just a money grab for the school that's losing their coach. And maybe that's fair. Maybe it isn't. But Scott Drew's not paying that money out of his salary.
No.
I mean, to think that is just kind of silly. All right, Kentucky-Louisville baseball tonight. This is a different game than normal years, Tony, because Louisville is not exactly having a banner year. And Kentucky is exactly having a banner year. I mean, we talked about the record. They're number one in the SEC right now. D1 baseball has them ranked third this week. Baseball America has them ranked seventh in the country this week. If they lose this game tonight, and I know it's a midweek game, so you're not going to get the best pitchers normally in the midweek games because you save your pitchers for the weekend for conference play. Does it mean anything? Is it a bad loss if Kentucky loses on the road at Louisville tonight?
No, not really. It will help Louisville more than it will hurt Kentucky.
Okay.
Louisville right now is 21-14. They play
struggled against Virginia this weekend. They got lost two
run ruled, and then they run ruled them basically, and then they lost. But
it was slow pitch softball scores this weekend.
Yeah. So, you know, that's Kentucky right now is just tearing it up. I mean, like you said, they had them at 3. They're 30-5, and they have one loss in conference.
You texted me Sunday because they were down 7-0 in a getaway day. In a series they'd already won the first two games, it would have been really easy to say, we're going to win 2 out of 3. Getting ready to head home. Got Louisville on Tuesday. I think maybe Tennessee this weekend. Tennessee or Arkansas.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Tennessee this weekend.
At home. Which
So it would have been really easy, really, really easy to go, we're down 7-0. Let's make it. And they came back and won that game.
They scored 8 unanswered runs. I was watching it. I watched the Louisville game. It was 7-0 early. It was the third or fourth inning. And then Kentucky just gradually scored, and they hit 11 home runs in that series. And they're not a home run hitting team.
Ryan Nicholson's a home run hitter.
Ryan Nicholson from St. X hit like 5 on the weekend. But they came back and won 13-8 with 12 unanswered runs.
It's incredible. And, you know, this guy was going to get fired a couple years ago.
Yeah. But they went super regional last year and lost to LSU.
Yeah.
And LSU won the whole thing.
Well, so, I said 2 years ago.
I know, but I'm just saying the transfer portal.
Transfer portal for them.
They've got some homegrown.
Came from Cincinnati.
They've got some homegrowns, but they've got some other guys that have come from like one Smith's from Incarset Word. They got guys, Nicholson from Cincinnati. They got guys from leadoff hitter Waldschmidt is from like Charleston Southern. They're taking these guys and blending them and playing aggressive baseball. And Louisville's issue's been pitching here early in the year. It's really been pitching.
Yeah,
and Kentucky's starting 3 starters. They're first 2 guys.
I hope TJ's listening to this. So, Scoots, I hope TJ's.
That's your
listening.
NCAA baseball, but it's a big deal tonight when UK and UofL play. It's fun to go out and watch that game.
D1 baseball, by the way, top 4 teams in the country. Are on the SEC.
Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, I'm looking at.
And A&M is number 1.
Oh, they are number 1.
It's A&M. I think it's A&M, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee. And UK and Tennessee, 3 at the Kentucky Proud Park this weekend. There won't be a seat available for those games.
Vanderbilt 13th, Alabama 18th, South Carolina 20th, Georgia 24th.
Yeah, it's incredible. All right, let's take a break. A little baseball after the timeout, the Reds. Took it on the chin last night in Seattle. Scooter shakes his head. And the NBA playoffs start tonight. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. There's ZZ Top. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus in the producer chair. You got to work today, Scoot. You're all dressed up.
Yeah, unfortunately. But you know what I get to do at work today? I get to train somebody how to do my job. Woohoo!
So then from then on, you just show up and
say, do my job?
Get a salary and don't do anything?
I'm hoping I can slowly phase my way out. That's the plan.
That is the dream. Mm-hmm. I did that for 35 years. I slowly hoped I could phase my way out of the post office, and finally the dream came true.
By the way, I had to go to the post office this morning.
Of course you did. Wait a minute. Didn't you go yesterday? It was tax day. It was yesterday.
No, I just had to mail something out. Okay. It wasn't for taxes. So, yeah, no, I went to the Hikes Point one. Place is huge.
Tony used to work there.
Place is massive.
I've worked about everywhere.
Did you see the sign? It's the Tony Burke Tony Burke Postal.
They have the statue out there?
Missed the statue
States
and the sign.
Tony Burke Postal Service. Mm-hmm. I think it's what it's called.
Yeah, my bad. I'll pay more attention next time.
You got to pay attention.
Place gone downhill over the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, it is pretty rough inside.
Yeah.
A lot of homeless people hanging around.
That's when me and John retired 4.5 years ago.
A lot of dust, I would say.
Yeah, it's hard to get good custodians at the Postal Service. M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450, 384-1450. If you'd like to jump on here in the last segment, Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Breaking news from Woj. Phoenix Suns lead assistant Kevin Young is in line now to be the next coach at BYU. Mark Pope's replacement will be Suns assistant Kevin Young. $30 million, seven-year contract is the alleged compensation for Kevin Young. Nothing wrong with that.
Tough place to recruit, though.
He is in line, or he has been in line for NBA head coaching jobs before, hasn't gotten one. So maybe this is a way to go prove I can be a head coach somewhere, and maybe the NBA comes back calling again. I mentioned Penny Boone, former Toledo running back, transferring in the portal to Louisville and now transferring out before he plays a down. There are a lot of rumors out. I'm not going to talk about them.
Nope.
I'm not. I was going to, but it's wrong. Until I see something official, I'm not going to talk
about
it. We
only do facts.
Any of these
here.
Rumors. Facts and movie,
sometimes.
And movie scope, movie talk. How's the gentleman coming along? Did you finish it?
Oh, I finished that a long time ago.
Scooter,
I don't know
how far are you now?
I'm four episodes in.
Eight, right?
Yeah, and I keep wanting to watch it, but my roommate last night, this guy, you would think we haven't been living together for 6 years. He looks at me at 8:40 at night and goes, "You want to watch a gentleman?" Like, dude, we got to start this before 8:40. It's bedtime.
You're an old guy, Scoot.
Like, God, I'm in.
You sound like an old man.
I'm in bed before 9:30 every night.
Blake Griffin has officially retired from the National Basketball Association. That makes me feel old, Tony.
We are.
Yeah, it makes me feel older than old. All right, NBA tonight, play-in tournament starts. Here's the question. All right, follow me here. 7:30, first game tonight. Lakers at New Orleans. New Orleans beat the Lakers in the season finale. That's on TNT. New Orleans is a one-point favorite. The winner of this game gets Denver in the first round of the playoffs.
Whoa.
Okay.
Here's the same scenario we talked about last year.
The winner gets Denver.
Do you lose on purpose to avoid Denver?
If the Lakers lose, if, by the way, who's to say New Orleans doesn't want to lose on purpose too? Why are we just saying the Lakers? They might both send out their B teams tonight.
Mm-hmm. Take the under.
There'd be a whole lot of shot clock violations tonight in that game. We don't want to score.
They don't do that, NBA.
I understand. The integrity of the league, there's no way the commissioner or the league would allow this to happen. I get it. If you're a competitor, you think LeBron James and Anthony Davis or Zion Williamson are going to go out there to lose tonight? If you do, you're crazy. However, if the Lakers lose, then they'll play the Golden State Sacramento winner in a one-game scenario, right? And then you're the 8 seed. Whoever comes out of that would be the 8 seed and have to play Oklahoma City. Is it an advantage to play, and this is an easy answer, is it a bigger advantage to play Oklahoma City or Denver? Probably Oklahoma City, right?
Probably.
I mean, Denver's defending champions. They're great.
We had this exact same scenario last year. I want to say it was with the Heat, and you were posing the question, should they lose on purpose?
So I don't remember any of that.
So they could avoid the Bucks, and then they ended up getting the Bucks and took care of them rather easily.
My thought process is, look, you're going to have to play Denver at some point.
Yeah.
Why not play them early? Try to get them early. But the winner of this Lakers-New Orleans game gets Denver in a seven-game series. That's the bottom line.
Good luck.
Careful. I love the play-in tournament because you got the 7 and 8 playing tonight. The Lakers in New Orleans. Loser is still alive. Winner gets Denver. Then you got Golden State the 10 at Sacramento the 9. Golden State, by the way, is a 3-point favorite. The loser of that one's out. You're done. The winner plays the loser of the Lakers-New Orleans game for the 8 spot in the playoffs to get Oklahoma City. So, fun games here tonight, Tony. And tomorrow night, too. I need to talk about them since I don't have a show tomorrow. Miami and Philadelphia have the same scenario. The winner gets the Knicks, though. They don't get Denver. They get the Knicks, who are the 2 seed in the East.
Oh, you go out and win that.
You win that one. In Atlanta at Chicago, Billy Donovan's team is at home. Loser leave town. Winner gets loser of Miami-Philly. So, it's fun. TNT tonight, ESPN tomorrow. Believe me, I'm going to be dialed in.
What time's the first one?
I don't have a show. Lakers-New Orleans, 7:30 tonight. New Orleans, 1-point favorite. Who you got, Tony?
I like New Orleans.
You know, I kind of do, too.
I don't know why, but I do.
That game Sunday was an important game. It meant something, and the Lakers lost it. So, and they're still, they didn't have to leave New Orleans. They stay in New Orleans to play again. Scooter, who you like here? New Orleans minus one.
Well, LeBron's been in the league for a really long time, which means he has a high IQ of how the league works, which means he's going to want to avoid Denver, which means the Lakers lose tonight.
I don't think, no, I think the competitiveness takes over here. Even if you think, who's to say the Lakers aren't going to lose to Oklahoma City? By the way, they've lost five in a row to Oklahoma City. Keep that in mind. They've lost four of the last five they played against Denver. So I'm not sure it matters who they get.
You know what? I'm taking Lakers. Forget it. Give me the Lakers.
I can talk him into anything. I'm going to take the Lakers tonight. I think they want to win. I mean, teams want to win. And the other part of this is,
I guess the Pelicans don't.
If you lose this game, then you're in a one-game playoff to get into the playoffs. One-game play-in to get into the playoffs. It's not a best
of seven. I'm so confused.
I know. It's silly, but whoever
put, radios whoever, are going click.
Whoever put this click. Together, I think brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
It is.
Because you got elimination games all around for a couple nights here. And it gets you tuned up for the actual playoffs, which can be long and tedious.
So when would the next games be? Thursday? For the Western Conference?
Yes.
Okay. So they go every
Western
other day.
Will go Tuesday, Tuesday, Friday, Thursday. I think it's Tuesday, Thursday.
I don't have anything on Thursday for NBA right here.
Well, you probably don't have anything on Friday either.
Yes, I do. I got to be announced.
Oh, so both games will be on Friday then?
Yes.
Oh, no. West will be on Friday. East will be on Saturday, apparently.
Let's look. I'm so confused because there's no games Thursday. Friday, I've got NBA playing it. And
I think there are games
East,
Thursday.
Eighth seed, West, eighth seed game. There's no games Friday. I'm telling you, I got it on here.
Thursday.
Nothing Thursday.
Oh, that's
games
right.
Are Friday.
That's right. That makes sense. There's only one game in each conference.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
They take a day off, then they travel.
The East will take a day off. West will take two days off.
Right.
So, who you got tonight? Golden State at Sacramento. Golden State's three here.
I like Golden State. Sacramento's been
Golden State's three.
Sacramento's been struggling late in the year.
Loser's gone, though. And let me tell you, if you're Adam Silver, NBA hierarchy, you want the Lakers in the playoffs, and you want Golden State in the playoffs.
That's why they're on television all the time.
Zion, that's a great story. Sacramento's a fun team to watch. But, man, if you're the NBA, you want the moneymakers in the playoffs. Miami and Philadelphia tomorrow. Joel Embiid is, I guess, healthy enough. Philadelphia's a 4.5-point favorite in that one.
I like Philly.
Miami's they struggle to score sometimes.
Hero's back, isn't he?
Hero's back. Playing well. Bam's been great all year.
Big difference.
But Tyrese Maxey?
Good.
That's a monster. He's a monster. He's really good. And then Atlanta, Chicago, 9:30 Wednesday night. Scooter, your assignment's to stay awake for that one.
Yeah, right.
Trae Young against DeMar DeRozan. And I guess Zach LaVine, I didn't even know was on the team. Chicago's the 3-point favorite in the United Center or whatever they call that place now.
Hawks.
Yeah, I like the Hawks here.
I do, too. I like the Hawks a lot.
And then Kentucky fans going to be mad because Billy Donovan will have lost, and they could have hired him the next day.
They got that pub guy.
They could have hired him on Thursday. Loser of that one will be out. So the big question, should the Lakers lose? I guess we all agree, no. No. Right?
No.
All right. 11 a.m. baseball yesterday.
Whew. That was brutal for
it's
you.
It's hard. Cleveland 6, Boston nothing. It was scoreless through six innings. Boston Marathon, it's Patriots Day, all of that stuff. All right. Okay. I like day baseball, but not when I lose my parlay early.
That's why it stinks.
Cubs beat Arizona out in the desert 3-2 and 11 last night.
Man,
way
to
go,
bed.
My Cubs. Scoots, Frankie Montas.
Yuck.
Not good. You weren't awake to watch
No.
it, right?
But I saw the score this morning.
He gave up a 3-run homer, the first three batters. Walk, home run.
Fantastic.
And
walk those guys.
9-3, Seattle with the win.
He's fitting right in.
Tonight, Hunter Green gets the ball. He'll go up against Logan Gilbert, who's really good also for Seattle. 9:40, you going to be up for that one?
No, sir.
I thought he was a fan, Tony.
I'm a fan of sleep more than I am the rest.
The Dodgers were minus
sleep when you die.
That's true.
Bam.
But I won't enjoy it.
That's a mic drop.
Won't enjoy it the same.
The Dodgers were minus 475 last night. Washington
That's
6.
A big number.
Dodgers 4.
Oh, they came back and beat them?
Washington beats the Dodgers last night. That one on, what was it? 109? Did we talk about this? Somebody's going to win 109 games. Is that what it was? 105?
106.5.
Is that a radio station? Hey, 106.5 in the morning.
Morning.
ZZ Top coming up along with Journey. We're going to have some Journey for you after the here's Tony with weather.
You missed your calling, John.
I don't even know what I was talking about. 106.5 wins. I thought the Dodgers were a lock. Nobody's
when professionals
are playing. They lost 2 of 3 this weekend at home to San Diego. Yeah, San Diego's good, but and now you lose to Washington?
All-star teams don't win all the time, do they?
Is Dave Roberts in jeopardy if they don't start winning a bunch of games in a row?
Nah, he's been good there.
I mean, look at this lineup.
It's an all-star Mookie team, just Betts, like I said.
Shohei.
Freddie Freeman.
And then Will Smith, by the way, who might be the best hitting catcher in the league.
And what's our Hernandez guy?
Teoscar.
Teoscar Hernandez.
It used to be Oscar, and then somebody called him Tay one day. It was Teoscar. Somebody yelled, "Hey, Oscar," and they thought they said Teoscar, and they wrote it on the birth certificate. I don't know. Day baseball today. Tony, your Rangers.
You're
at Detroit. They beat Detroit 1-0 last night in a soccer game, apparently.
Watch that one. It was a – you know what? I agree with the announcers on that game. You think a 1-0 game's boring, but with great defense
11
and great pitching.
11-0 is boring. Go ahead.
That was a really well-played good game.
I'd rather see 1-0 than – 8-6 any day.
Oh, I love 8-6. What are you talking about?
I love 1-0.
You get runs, you get action, first to third, triples.
I like to enjoy the beauty of
home
pitching.
Runs. Boy, you're so weird.
John Gray against Casey Mize. Who you got? Rangers are minus 130.
I like Mize. I do like Casey Mize, so I would take the plus there. Just based on the pitching matchup. Now, your guy Jake Leiter from Vanderbilt. It's getting called up.
Al's boy.
Going to pitch Thursday for your Texas Rangers.
Defending world champions.
You don't usually say defending world champions and a lot of young talent in the same sentence, but they got a lot of young talent.
They do. If you're looking for something to do and Rangers are on, watch them.
Bats baseball preempts this show the next 2 days.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. Brought a tear to my eye. I'll be back Friday. Maybe Ed will be here. Who knows? Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big A.